Some of the things that he discussed was high levels of radiation that their astronauts are exposed to, high levels of carbon dioxide, and being in a microgravity environment like that, when you're floating around, you start to experience density loss in your bones, in your muscles, and vision impairment, among other things. And one of the more interesting things that he discussed as well was his skin has become so sensitive because of it, because he's not sitting on things, he's not touching things all the time, that he says when he came back, he actually got these hive-like rashes when he sat on things, when he laid in bed, because his skin was not used to that. And so they're looking into some of the long-term effects of this, and he's essentially lobbying for NASA to have more ability to do more research and treat some of these specific things that astronauts face when they spend long-term or long amount of times in space.
So, Mark, they know, they have actually traced these health issues to his time in space then, right?
Well, these are side effects that he's experiencing having come back. So certainly the skin issue was one thing that he discussed that, yes, he at least attributed to his time in space. He also said that he had flu-like symptoms that appear to be the result of this. But other things like the issue of the density in your bones and your muscles, the high levels of radiation, these are things that they've known about for some time that astronauts are exposed to. But the issue being now that as you start to spend more time in space, you go back to the Apollo missions when the astronauts went to the moon, they were only in space for a few days. And now we're starting to see with the space station and how long that's been in service that astronauts who spend significant amount of times are exposed to significant health risks like these.
Mark, what has NASA's reaction been, if any?
Well, NASA was part of this panel that appeared before the House subcommittee today. One of the doctors for NASA was there discussing this. And really what they're lobbying for is more ability for them to do research, to diagnose and treat astronauts who are a part of these long-term missions because of some of these health effects. And right now, essentially all they have is a surveillance program that they continually do with astronauts. But really then they're making recommendations to their doctors, their primary care physicians, who essentially the doctors at NASA say they're not skilled enough, no matter how skilled these doctors are, they're not skilled or enough to research and treat space-specific hazards and risks that these guys face. So we need to get something that's tailored for these astronauts who are risking their lives doing these things.
Yeah, very interesting. Mark, thanks so much for your time this afternoon. Appreciate you being with us.
Thank you.